Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, welcome. Guess what? It's Friday night, so you know what that means. Hold on one second. Look at me trying to do three things at one time. Okay. I can't believe it. Well, you know, because sometimes I'm queen of that. Hey, we got Alana here tonight, and you know who I am. I'm Sierra Devine. And just before I get into that, really quickly there, you know, love our theme song, which is The Down Low, which is sang by Charlie M. Just wanted you all to know that. So, you know, look her up.
Yes.
It just gets you into that mood to sit around and be all sexy and everything. Don't you think? I think it does.
Absolutely. I love it. I love it.
I know. I totally caught you off guard with that. I thought I stopped for a second, didn't I?
Right? Exactly.
So, I am learning a few things, so everybody bear with me for just a second. I'm learning the mute button, and I have fucked it up like several times this week because you know, sometimes you don't need to hear me wrestling through papers and looking through stuff because then you're just like, what? She doesn't have it all together. So I've had to learn the art of the mute button, as you know, my manager told me. So I'm learning the art of the mute button, but sometimes I forget to turn it back on. So if you don't hear me, I'll pop back in. Just give me a second. I totally have to say this. Ah! I think it's spring, but it's not working yet. What's up with spring, dude? I'm ready for freaking spring. Oh, my God.
That's awesome.
Well, okay, so what I'm doing is... It's not like freezing. Okay, this is the problem, and I'm just going to do this really, really quickly because I know a lot of times we talk about the weather. No, we're not one of those people that when we have nothing to say, we talk about the weather. We talk about the weather because I'm on the side of the country where it's actually interesting. So and usually I'm pretty good at picking the right weatherman. But in this particular case today, every last one of them was completely freaking wrong. I saw children coming home shivering in flip-flops and little short shorts.
Oh, damn.
We never hit that 70 degrees we were supposed to hit. I don't think it got above 52. So,
oh, my gosh. That's
yeah, so that's like a major
especially
thing. Yeah.
If you're expecting, you know, 70s, although for me here in California, 70s has still got a little chill to it, and I still need a sweater.
Yeah, but not when you've been sitting in 30 degrees for a while. So
yes, it's
you're just
true.
Like freaking
this
happy.
Is true.
Yeah, so I just got to say, you all were all wrong. Even Al Roker, you were completely wrong. It was cold here in D.C. And that's all I'm going to do. I'm just going to be, but by the way, what they didn't say is that the 77 degrees was going to hit around 10 o'clock at night. It's hot as
what?
Hell right now.
Really? That is crazy.
It's been freezing all day, and now it's like 70 degrees outside.
Aww.
See, that's weather worth talking about, right?
Absolutely, absolutely. But that's when, you know, you want to start getting naked, and at night, that's perfect.
It is actually kind of perfect. It's kind of perfect. Though, okay, being I live in a colder area, it's more perfect if it stays cold at night, because then you want to be closer to each other.
Yes, that's
I'm just
true.
Saying.
That's true.
Okay, so my rant is done. I'm not going to rant anymore about the weather because I have a whole nother rant today. And this is one that has been seething beneath the seams, so to speak. And it's something that I have to admit, this whole subject, and it doesn't even pertain to our main subject, but it pertains to women in general, too. And why do you blame the other person for the downfall of your... Why do you have to confront the other person about the downfall of your relationship? Or, you know, what makes you think that, oh, they were so weak that, you know, you stole this person away from me? That has never happened ever in life.
Oh.
And I hate that.
Exactly. It's just crazy.
Someone's
to me.
Heart
not,
cannot be stolen.
Yes. Yes. Thank you. If they are stolen, they were already out the door. They were already,
yes,
you know, doing other things, and they finally found the one that gave them the reason to leave.
The reason
That's
to
what
keep
it takes.
Going. Yeah. It's,
exactly.
You can never blame a third person for what goes on in your relationship. And you should never blame a third person for what goes on in your relationship. But we're going to get into that. We're totally going to get into that because I don't want to get too far into that right now because I have like so many points on this one because I found myself like pacing up and down my office, like going into this in my head and going, oh, yeah, I've got like a million things to bitch about on this one. So
isn't that the truth?
and I say this from being someone who has been cheated on and being the third person. If I find out that my man is out doing something, I'm not going to kick her ass. I'm really more mad at him.
Right.
And we'll get into that. Yeah, that's the person I'm going to be pissed off. I don't really care about what's going on with her, you know. You can have him when I'm done. So it's too many people in the world to be worried about one person. But, okay, so before we get into that, guys, I see you out there. I see you on the line, and I see you in the chat room, and I want to say a really big hello to Eddie Nunn and Dietrich Jackson. And I thought I saw Joseph, too. Yes, I did. I see Mr. Joseph in there, too. You're being quiet, but I see you. I see everybody. And I feel like God right now. I see you all. I am Zeus. I gaze down upon everybody. So I'm being very silly today. Sorry. I'm being very silly. But before we totally get into the subject, just to let you all know, you are definitely going to get a chance to chime in. I'm not going to be the only one talking tonight. Well, I should say I and Alana. I know I talk too much, guys, but, you know, this is just one of those soapbox. We got on a soapbox subject this time. But we were
That's
both
right.
here to talk with you. It is. See, for you, it's a soapbox subject, too, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Oh, my gosh. I have so much feeling behind this conversation tonight.
I know. It's like, you know, I'm afraid that we might not have enough. We might have to do a part two.
Exactly. Exactly.
There's so much behind this. So before we move on, we're going to listen to some Dialhouse radio announcements real quick, and then we're going to let you know what we think about this, and we're going to let you all chime in. And just to let you know, everyone can chime in on the conversation, even if you don't want to call in. But if you want to call in, the number is 646-595-4038, and all you have to do is press run to talk to one of us. Or, well, both of us, actually. And if you don't feel like doing that, all you got to do is just log in the chat room. You can be anonymous, and I'm not very good with that word. I always say it wrong, but you know what I mean.
or
you can log in with your Facebook or Twitter page. Either one, it doesn't matter. Either way, you know, we'll say a quick hi to you. I have a tendency to talk to the chat room instead of type because it just is sometimes a little bit easier, especially when you all get very, very emotional.
Emotional.
On that note, I'm going to take you all out really quick to Angela. And, God, we just went from one sexy voice to another. So, and I didn't mean mine. So, we just went from Charlie M to Angela, who is our sexy, who does our radio announcements. And let her take it from here.
You are tuned in to Dollhouse Radio, home of the indie artist and the hottest station on the net. We are live 7 days a week with 17 shows hosted by the sexiest hosts. Find out more about the Dollhouse Radio family by visiting our website at www.dollhouseradio.com. Find out the latest celebrity and adult entertainment gossip and indie music news on our Hot Sugar blog daily. We are looking to showcase the best in indie music this year. Interested in getting your music in rotation or having your video featured on our website? Be sure to send your music submissions in to dollhouseradiomusic@gmail.com. All music submissions must contain a bio or one sheet, promotional photos, and your music in MP3 format. Or purchase one of our promo packages on the Dollhouse Radio website to get guaranteed airplay, guaranteed interviews, and guaranteed video features. Businesses and promoters, are you looking to advertise your brand or event on Dollhouse Radio? Email your inquiries to Head of Promotions at Brian, that's B-R-I-A-N, dollhouseradio@gmail.com. Interested in joining the Dollhouse Radio family? Got a hot show concept? Email dollhouseradio@gmail.com and you might be the next show on our roster. Our Spotlight Artists of the Month are Sheree Lurie, Nuria Afonso, Heroin, Raphael, Carla Page, Young Peach, and Mila J. Coming this spring, Launchpad Radio returns, hosted by the legendary Ian Burke. Keep up with everything Dollhouse Radio by following us on Twitter at Dollhouse_Radio, and be sure to sign up on our mailing list on the website. And now, back to your program.
We are back, and welcome back to, if you don't know what you're listening to, you are now listening to The Down Low on Dollhouse Radio. We're part of the Dollhouse Radio Network, and my name is Sierra Devi, and my co-host is Alana Evans. Hey, girl,
hey.
What you doing?
Sending
how you doing?
Pictures to a boy.
Oh, my God. You know, okay, are you really going to get dirty pictures?
I totally am.
You're so bad.
Going through my phone. Oh, yeah, he's cute. Oh, yeah, he's real cute. Ooh, I like this one.
Do you find that every once in a while you'll get an email from somebody? Not email, I'm sorry, what is it, like, I don't know, chat or whatever, because I'm not on Facebook that often. Well, I am on often, but I don't check my messages very often because there's just too many. But every once in a while, you check them and you get a message from a guy, and you're like, and he sends you a picture, and you're like, wow, he's cute.
And then
totally
I always figure they're fake. Like
you know, Vanessa, like the, for me, that's the third response after. I'm like, okay, two things. Either he's married or this is completely fake because he is way too cute.
Exactly. So when you know that they're real, like you meet them in real life, and then they
he's probably
pictures.
Married with five kids and a mess, and living with his mother on top of that, right?
Oh, see, but I'm okay with the living with the mom part, only because the chances are if they still live at home, it's because they're still in their early 20s.
Well, at least
so
we hope
bad,
so.
I'm so bad.
That is
like
so
that.
Bad.
And then I'm like, oh, I'm totally going to corrupt you. It's on.
You are such a MILF.
I am. It's funny because, you know, I love all of the ages, the older men that are taken, the younger guys that still live with their mom. They just have to be older than my son, and then we're fine. And he's 22, so that's kind of where it's set. I can't
wow. Well,
then I would just feel really bad.
I stopped somewhere around 28, 29. Usually, you know, they're on their first marriage by then or something. But
oh, yeah.
I'm so
see,
bad.
That's too
telling
old.
On myself.
I'm just kidding. I'm terrible. I'm such a womanizer. I'm a manizer. I'm awful.
You're a manizer. You're a man-eater. That's what you are.
I really, I am. And when I find ones that taste really, really good, I don't want to let them go. Like, I have to keep them in my stable.
You are absolutely terrible. Okay, you know what? You're just terrible. Okay, so
I am. I
gotta say real quick, we gotta say hi to everybody in the chat room. And you know, I see you all. And unfortunately, you know, I hate to say it tonight because I'm getting a few of them. I'm not going to be able to do any private messages in the chat room tonight because my hands are just kind of busy tonight. I'm looking at a whole lot of things, and so I'm sorry, but I will definitely answer you. Don't worry. So I just want to say hi to everyone in the chat room, to Joseph. By the way, Joseph says hi, Alana, and she listened to you.
Hi.
He listened to you earlier today with James Acevedo on the Bitch Warmers live show.
He did. He called in. We had a little chat.
Yeah.
Very good.
Well, I'm really hoping
Absolutely.
We can get to him tonight. I'm not sure if we can or not. But and we have tons of people in the chat room. So, guys, I promise, I should say guys and girls, I promise that we will get to you as soon as possible. But first we're going to get into our topic here really quick because before you know it, you know, it's only an hour-long show. I just can't, you know, go on about nothing forever. So we're going to get right into the topic. Guys. Don't shoot the mistress, and you know where I got that from. So why do we blame the third party? You know, don't shoot the messenger, that's where I got it from. So
yes.
Why do we blame the third party? Okay, so I have to just say right off the bat, I really think that most women do this. I'm not sure if a lot of men do this, so I'm kind of a guy girl. Because I think really more like a guy than I do a girl most of the time. But I think a lot of times, really, it's women who do this way more than men do. I just got to get your opinion on that one. Do you think
so?
Because I think it's more of an emotional thing.
It is. It's an emotional thing. And I think that the women will blame the other woman, you know, whether it's based on respect, whether it's based on insecurities. But I think that, you know, they have the hardest time putting the responsibility on their man.
So I really believe that. I think they just don't want to put the responsibility where it actually belongs, which is on your man. And let me just say this really quick as a default. I'm not saying that, you know, when you sleep with a married man, you're in the right. I'm not saying that at all. But, you know, sometimes wrong feels good. So, but I'm also not saying it's your fault. I'm just saying you're wrong, but it's not your fault. So we're talking about whose fault it is at this point. We're not saying that anybody's right or wrong, but whose fault it is at this point. That's what we're really talking about, which is why you don't blame people. I mean, and I even said this if you read the downloadlive.com. Seriously, if your house burns down, do you blame the fire or do you blame the person that lit the match?
Exactly. It's so true. It's so true. You know, it's funny because when it's a woman who's married and they've got a family and they've got kids and her husband cheats on her and they want to blame the other woman like it's her fault, it's as if they don't realize that their man is looking the other direction. He's already, you know, speaking something. It's not like the other woman, the mistress, put this idea in his head. You know, it's not usually like that. Men often, you know, think with their dicks. And, hey, I am a woman who I definitely think with my vagina.
I'm a woman who definitely thinks, yes, sometimes. I realize later I probably should have thought with the bigger head. In my case, the bigger head than the smaller, you know, than the smaller opening. But
I guess part of my problem is that I'm okay with taking responsibility for the things that I do, for my infidelities, because I feel that they should be respected.
You know, I mean, I have to. I feel the same way. I'm like, I feel like, actually, in, even in cases where I have been in like a serious relationship, at some point, I mean, in times where, okay, don't get me wrong, we have talked about this. This is why we do the show. We've both been in relationships, at least more than once, where the other person was married. Well, if you're married, then I don't have feel any need to be. I'm under no contractual obligation in any way to be
exactly.
faithful to you. You're married. You're not even being faithful to me. So that would just be stupid, you know. But on top of that, I mean, seriously, when you think about it, look, you're married. You're not even being faithful to me. So why am I suddenly have to be holier than you?
Right.
On top of that,
though,
I'm also
one
of those people that if I have stepped out, you knew this was coming a long time ago. Okay? Come on. I left all kinds of hints. You know, something was about to happen. And I will own up to you. I'm not going to lie to you. I'm like, yeah, I did it. It was probably, I didn't want you to, want it to come out this way. But, you know, come on, really? You didn't see the hints?
Yeah. I always get caught.
I own up to whenever I've been caught doing something, so.
Exactly. And it's usually because I don't care. I'm okay with what I'm
doing.
You know,
I hate to say it at that point. I don't care anymore. And I think that might be more of a, I think you're right on this one. I think that might be more of a woman's response, is when we do things at that point, we no longer care.
Exactly.
And
exactly.
This is where I'm getting to one other thing. The problem sometimes is most of the time when men cheat on their wives, they have no intentions on ever letting go of their wife, ever. They're just,
exactly.
You know, doing whatever. You know, in my case, I'm like, okay, when you found out, finally, so now I can move on.
Right?
That was actually the reason
like,
why I did it.
And let's face it, most men are not going to leave their wives because it is financially undesirable. Half their income's gone. They now have to support the wife and the children and support themselves separately in two different residences. That's why men don't leave their wives, because it's too expensive. So,
and
I think
a lot of times young girls don't realize there's a reason why he's not leaving her, because it's cheaper to keep her. I mean, come on, there's a song about it. Most songs are about real stuff, okay?
Oh, let me tell you, absolutely. All mine are. Every song I've ever written definitely covers
some about
truth.
Real stuff.
Exactly. And, you know, what's funny is, like, even for me in my situation, you know, my life, I live a polyamorous relationship, but it's because, you know, that other person understands that that's what I'm going to be. I love the feeling of being, not necessarily with being with someone new, but just the new relationship, the new love, the excitement of it. And, you know,
there is a huge excitement with a new love and discovering somebody. And I think guys feel the same way. It's not so much.
Exactly.
And that's exactly, and girls, if you're listening, that's exactly what they mean by it didn't mean anything. No, it didn't mean anything. What it meant was it was something new and exciting, and it's fun. You can't have – that's not something you can recreate with somebody you've been with for a long time. You can recreate new things, but you can't recreate the brand new exciting thing of just meeting someone and just getting to know them and just learning how their body works and that kind of thing.
Right.
So,
exactly. So you,
and that is nothing against you as a person. That just means, you know – hey, this person has some flaws because we're all human, and that happens to be their flaw.
Right. And my flaw is that I love men. Although, these days, I'm not the kind of girl anymore where I've got, actually, that's not true. Because every man in my life serves some kind of purpose, you know, whether, you know, I've got the one who takes care of my vacations and the one who takes care of...
This is why I was laughing, because I'm thinking the same thing. I'm going, well, every man has ever been in my life serves some type of purpose. Even it may have been that we just slept together and that was it, or maybe, okay, this guy pays the electric bill and this guy takes me on vacations. But every one of them has some type of purpose.
See, you know what's funny? The one that I enjoy the most is the one that we're with, because none of that matters. Because we're with that person, because the way that they make us feel, and those are my favorite.
Exactly.
So I wish that you could just find one that had all of those traits like wrapped in one, but it seems almost impossible. So that's why we juggle men.
Well, I think that the same thing with having a mistress is exactly what you're doing. You go, okay, now yeah. I found that I need to have more than one take care of certain interests. So I'm going to juggle this one takes care of these interests, like
yes.
we just said, and then you have one that takes care of the sex, and one takes care of the home, and one takes care of the babies, especially if
exactly.
you're, you know, if you can afford to have somebody take care of the children. So, you know, it does that. It's a department. It's a departmental, I can't even say it. See, I'm never good with these words. That's it. That's what I'm looking for.
I got you, girl.
Exactly.
I got you. It's awesome.
Okay, well, you know, I'd love to keep going on, but I hate to say, well, no, I don't hate to say this, and I'm going to start using another phrase because I don't hate
Uh-oh.
To say it at all. We have a full chat room and a full
yeah.
line of callers. And we are so going to get to every last one of you. But I'm going to take
no,
a really tiny break here real quick. Because
awesome.
Hey, we're on Dollhouse Radio, and we got to pay some bills, too. That's how we keep it going. So on that note, I found this song that I think really, really will keep us in the mood of what we're talking about. And I hope I say the name right. I know this is interesting, right, because how often do I do this? I actually, like, really searched here. Okay, everybody in the chat room, everybody online, stay there. I'll be right back in just a few minutes where we listen to Ebon Lurks and He Ain't Worth It.
Head game crazy.
Shawty ain't worth it. Hurting you on purpose.
Well,
'cause real love, you deserve it. You can't get it for someone else. All them lies that he feeds you, don't let them confuse you.
Well,
acting like he don't need you. The truth is, you should move on. Why even waste your time? 'Cause life's way too short. Even love someone that didn't love you back, and even if you know they don't feel the same way, you keep on trying. Every person deserves someone like you. Help them find a way. Ain't worth it. Ain't worth it. Is the hardest. Shouldn't stop you regardless.
Well,
but as soon as you part ways, the sun seems to follow closer. Every end has a new start. So pretty girl, you gon' be fine.
Well,
move forward, don't rewind. No need for second chances. Why even waste your time? 'Cause life's way too short. Even love someone that didn't love you back, and even if you know they don't feel the same way, you keep on trying. Every person deserves someone like you. Help them find a way. Looking in the mirror, not pleased with who you are. Too busy counting all your flaws. I've seen the beauty that I see. That's what the world needs more than anything. More than anything.
Listening to the download here on DollhouseRadio.com. You know what?
Hey.
Hi. Hey, Alana. I'm sorry. You know, they got me caught up in the chat room real quick there because we got some talking going on here tonight. I have to admit, this seems like it is not a topic that is just for us. We're not the only ones who have a soapbox on this one. We have a few people here who are on this soapbox, and we are definitely going to let you all into the chat room here real quick. But first of all, let me say something really, really quickly, and then you're already in the chat room, but we're going to let you on. We're going to start answering calls here. But I want to let you know you're listening to The Down Low, and we're here on Dollhouse Radio, and I am your host, Sierra Devine, and your co-host here is Alana Evans. How are you doing, honey bunny?
Hey, Mama, I'm loving this topic tonight.
I'm loving it, too. You know, and what's really, like, hit me in the head real quick. Oh, my God. We should start saying AVN award winner Alana Evans now, so.
Oh, thank you.
I feel like we should say that, so. I know. I just feel like I just got to do it, because we love you. So in our chat room, we have Joseph. Hey, Joseph, we are watching you. And we have Dietrich Jackson and Eddie Dunn and, of course, me. And I think we got Spiegel in there and a couple of guests. And Marcella, we see you too. And we are paying attention. Yes, hello. He says, hello, chicas.
Hey.
It just sounds so sexy. Hello, chicas. He's listening to us from Argentina. Ooh, that sounds sexy in itself, doesn't it?
Nice.
Welcome from Argentina. Ooh. Okay, well, what do you think? Okay, we're talking Don't Shoot the Mistress, because you know what? I'm here to say right now is because I've been a mistress. I've been the other woman. I've been the woman. I've never been the other woman trying to beat up the other woman, but yeah.
Yeah, I've never had to do that, actually. Well,
that's okay because he pays for everything I do, so have fun. So
yeah. That is awesome.
I really wanted to get into, and we've already gotten into it tonight. We're really talking about whose fault is it really, and why do women actually? We have two things on here, and before we go into the phone lines, we're about to go to the phone lines here real quick. Two questions: whose fault is it anyway? I think that's a good one. And why do women go after the third party? Is it because you don't want to lay blame? What is your reason for going after the person whose fault it really isn't? At least that's whose fault I don't think it is. I don't think – and, one more thing. Do you ever think about just looking within and figuring out why they strayed in the first place? Because, you know, it has to start somewhere, right?
Right.
That's what I'm thinking. So we're going to go to the phone lines here real quick. And right now we have on the line right here, we have area code 708-560. Are you on the line, 708?
Yes. Hello. Good evening. How you doing?
Well, hello. I'm thinking, let's see, I have a psychic thing going here. This is Adrian.
Correct. You win the $50 prize.
I just randomly picked something out of the hat there, too, so...
I just get the lucky draw every time.
You really do, because I actually, like, I take all the numbers and I throw them in a hat, so to speak, and I just pick the first one that comes up, and then if I see one that's in there way too long, then you get the next one. So, yeah, I know who you are, and you're next, so just hold on. So, Adrian, let's hear your comment.
Okay. Well, first off, I just want to say hello to both you ladies, and see how you're doing tonight. It's really hard. It goes case by case on basis. I guess it's like almost stereotype that the wives go after the mistress, but a lot of times, like sometimes they really go put their man to task on the relationship falling out. Like, if anything of Diary of an Angry Black Woman, where she set her husband's clothes on fire and just kicked him out the door when he was cheating. You know, like, sometimes it's a case by case basis, but it's
yeah.
The,
but we can
I don't
tell
know
by
why women.
Springer on the daily that it is more often than not. Sure, the man might get some, but the mistress always gets it. Always gets it. The fact when a woman knows to place the proper blame on the dude, it doesn't happen as often as it should. You know what I mean?
Yeah, and I heard of stories like how a guy find out their girl was cheating on him, and he spoke with a guy, and he said, like, I didn't know she was in a relationship, so they confronted
right.
her about that.
Oh, really?
And
exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, that's in most cases. Usually, if you're the other person, you usually don't know, at least at first, they're in a relationship. It doesn't happen until later.
Yeah. So, like, the guy found out, like, she was dipping out, thinking that she was going on a business trip or whatnot,
mm-hmm.
and she later found out that she seen another dude, and the dude didn't know, the other guy didn't know that she was in a relationship. And I think they made a song about that. I totally blank out on the song. Where
so,
she
look, found
I'm out
that, it, so you're saying that she's canceled team. My business trip?
Yes. Oh, man, a guy got confronted by his girlfriend and the girl that he was seeing at when he was coming home from on the airport, and they were both waiting for him.
Oh, wow.
Yeah,
that's probably
so,
he did something stupid. He sent something to someone that wasn't supposed to get what they were got. You know, they just both didn't know. That's a whole, yeah, that's just messed up.
You know what? And I feel, let's confront the girl. Why go to that trouble? You busted her. You know she's cheating. I would just walk away if it was an issue for me. I wouldn't need the gratification of calling her out, which is going to lead to a fight, which is going to lead to God knows what. You know what I'm saying? So sometimes I think it's just better if you have a problem with it to just walk away. You know, call them out and off you go.
I think walking away is probably the bigger step, but if some people just want that closure and
they do.
And they just say, like, you cannot say nothing about that when two people that have been shaded on and, like, hey, that emotional hurt pushes that person, say, like, hey, we got to confront this. And
I guess I'm in a different place because every man that I've ever been with that was a side piece, homeboy knew he was a side piece, so if I got in trouble,
mm-hmm.
he wouldn't even dare involve himself in my bullshit. He knew to walk
same
away.
Same the same way
so
as a woman.
I've
always been
do.
Like, look, you're not the only one. Let's just state this right now.
Right.
And I'm not going to, and you're not going to be the main one. So let's just state this right now. But I think men feel like they have to lie to women to get them to, you know, not say, again, and we talked about this, not saying that I'm going after her, but, you know, men feel like, okay, if I'm ever going to get this really great woman, I'm going to have to lie to her and not let her think that, you know, she's just the girl on the side. I'm just going to be able to see you every once in a while, but we can't really have a real relationship, you know.
Right.
Yeah, it's almost like you lie on a resume, and then when you get caught, you know, you get called in.
Exactly.
So you're tongue-tied, so you have nothing to say in your defense because you've been caught on a lie. So
actually, you know what? That is a really great analogy. You lied on the resume. You got the job under false pretenses in the first place. And now now once you've lied on a resume, and it's such a great analogy, I have to say this, because once you've lied on a resume and you've got the job, if you're doing the job really well, they're still not going to fire you. And that's usually the case of the mistress. We're like, what are you doing the job really well? I'm not going to fire him right now, okay?
Not right now, but when they slip up, they say, hey, we got this on you.
Exactly. The minute you slip up, you are so
the
gone.
The minute you mess up, they got something on you. So, like, well, they're providing something, something that we really enjoy having. And but the
right.
second that person slips up,
the second you mess
they
up,
have to go.
You're still gone, and you know there's nothing you can complain about. Well, I'm going to have to say thank you very much for calling into us, because that is really great insight. And I'm going to hold on to that one. You know, you lied on your resume. I'm going to use that one day. Adrian, thank you for calling in. But we have one other – we have a few other callers. So I'm just going to have to let you go here real quick, and we'll talk to you soon.
It's next week, I guess.
There's always next week. Hopefully, God willing.
All right. It's been a pleasure. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, so we have one other here. Oh, well, we have a few others here. How about we go with, let's see, we got another 708. 708, are we there? 708-560?
I think you still got me. I don't know.
I still got you. So bye, I'm getting rid of you.
Ouch.
And I have a 708-207 here. 708-207. Are you there?
I'm here. Hello.
Hey. Here? Hello.
The other 708.
Yes, the other 708. I didn't realize that as I said it out loud. Don't worry. We're not all coming from 708. We have a few others, too. So, hey, how are you doing? And let's see. I'm going to do the whole mind reading thing, and I'm going to go with, you seem like you're a big furry animal, something like a bear.
Yeah.
Hey.
Hey, I'm close.
Hopefully not on the rampage these days. I'm just a nice little cuddly teddy bear again. But yes,
hi, the awesome bear. How are you doing tonight?
I'm good.
We haven't chatted with you in a long time.
No, it's been a couple of weeks.
Mm-hmm.
I've been going through a few things, but everything's cool now.
Okay. Well,
but
what do you think? No, I'm curious. What do you think?
I think that, first of all, and I think in something that you posted or tweeted earlier this week, actually took the line that I usually use when I talk about this, it takes two to tango. Okay? And when,
yeah.
you know, when the other person, be it a man or woman, you know, that's being cheated on, goes after the person that stepped in between them and their significant other, you have to remember it does take two. So, I mean, and you kind of said it also, you have to look at inside of yourself. He or she has to look inside of themselves and figure, well, what did I do or what did I not do to possibly cause this situation? Did I... You know, did I henpeck this man? Did I put too many demands on him and he got tired or she got tired of my BS? But it does
mm-hmm.
take two. I mean, there are temptresses and temptors out there. And you know, I'm thinking in the case of a man being tempted, I'm thinking of a Delilah or a Jezebel. So, I mean, there are situations like that where things happen. But but once again, it does take two. You can't make me do something I don't want to do. You
exactly.
can
you
tell me all you want to,
but...
You can't
make someone do something they don't want to do.
Right, so it does take two.
From what I've understood, a man's dick doesn't get hard if you have a gun to his head. That's what I've heard.
I never had a gun to my head, but I have been in situations where... you know, so no, I mean, probably not. You know, I'm too busy. If that happened to me, I never had a gun held to my head, not for that reason anyway. You know, I don't say that.
You brought me
a dog,
actually.
You know, so that would not.
Yeah,
but
hopefully
I think
not that one.
Neither one. Not for that reason anyway. But
no, that's scary.
It you know, it is that person that's being cheated on, like you said a little earlier, Sierra, does have to
mm-hmm.
look inside themselves. But once again, was that person a cheater when you married them and you thought you were going to change them? Because
right?
some people do that.
You
marry
know, that
somebody.
Is, that is a topic. That is one thing I did not mention, and you're absolutely right. Some people, you know, some people are serial cheaters.
Right.
They just can't help themselves.
You know, and you know, women a lot of say things, you were a dog, you knew he was a dog when you married him, girl.
You knew he was a dog when he met you. Now, just because he's a dog doesn't mean, you know, doesn't mean that he doesn't love you, but he just doesn't know how to stay home either.
All right. So, you know, you knew what he was when you married him, you know. And I tweeted something to the download page a couple of days ago that I saw. It was this, if you want to call it a spoken word or a poem, about being the side piece, the side chick. And, you know, she, I don't know if she was speaking specifically to black women or to women in general, but she really kind of hit, you know, and he, it's a thing also. It's, you know, don't settle for being number two or even number one. You want to be the only. So,
this is true.
You know, if once again, and the bottom line and all of that is, it takes two to tango. So, I mean, yeah, don't blame the mistress or the mister, whatever the case
exactly.
may be.
Exactly.
Because it did take two.
It takes two. You're absolutely right. I agree with you. You know, you know what? You always have such great insight. You really do. And you're absolutely right on that. And a lot of times I think that people don't realize it. It absolutely takes two. But in saying that it absolutely takes two, only one of them, and I agree with it, it takes two, but only one of them had a commitment to vow. The other person did not. Only one of them broke a commitment. So if you're going to go with two, it's most to blame.
And
I think you have to look at one.
Right, and then once again, it goes back to what I just said. You knew how that person was when you married them. Why would you get into a committed relationship or marry somebody who had a reputation? You knew what their reputation was. Now, you didn't know that's something different. But if this person was known to be a player.
Isn't that the definition of being crazy, right? Doing the same thing, expecting something different. So, yeah. So I totally agree with that. Nathan, thank you so much for calling in, and it's nice to hear from you. And you know, we do offer, I just got to say this, I know you haven't really been on the downloadlive.com, but we do have a whole a relationship advice section. I'm just
these
this
days
is
I might
we can advertise it.
One of these days I might post you a question. I did read
it
was
one. Yeah, if you want to post a question, I know you've been in the doghouse a little while, so it might be really, really, really easy to get out. You might not just have noticed how easy it is to get out. It might be a really simple solution because, you know, sometimes you men go big when you don't need to go big and you go small when you meant to, when you should have went big.
True.
I'm just saying. True. Right, no, I'm going to let you go, and thank you so much for calling us. We've got another caller coming in here, and let's see. We have area code 603. Area code 603312, are you there?
I am indeed. Hello.
Hello.
Hello. How are you?
I am doing well, much better now. My birthday has turned around quite a bit, especially now that I'm here.
Happy birthday!
Is your birthday today? Happy birthday!
Muchas gracias.
Thank you. You're welcome. You know, we should ask you this real quick. As we said, I say thank you. Sorry, I'm an Aries. Who are we talking to?
You are talking to Eddie Nunn.
Hi, Eddie. How are you? Oh, my gosh. Finally, we get to speak to you in person.
Yeah. Well,
we always have you in the chat room.
The
we rarely have you on the phone.
Yeah, well, a lot of times I try calling him, and I just don't wind up getting through because there's a bunch of other people ahead of me in the queue. But this time, I finally succeed in getting through.
Yes. Okay, so... Well, now we're going to have to make note of that and make sure that you always get through. So, and it's your birthday, so this makes it even better. And we're glad I'm happy I'm able to make your birthday better. Because now I feel bad. I can't believe you've been waiting. I didn't know it. So.
And now hopefully my number is burned to the back of your skull for future reference.
Yes. I'm going to memorize it. I'm going to have to ask it. I'm going to have to type your name under it. Look, I'm in the studio here on the computer typing your name under your phone here, right? Really quickly, though, tell us what you think. I want to know it all.
What was that?
I want you to tell us what you think. What do you think about Don't Shoot the Mistress? I mean, do you think that really more women do it? Do you think it's just something that women do just because they don't want to believe that their husband or other person has a fault? Why do you think?
Well, I think that probably both men and women probably do it, but I think it is probably more of a commonality in women. And I would think that a lot of it, well, first of all, yeah, I would agree, don't shoot the mistress, because ultimately is the person that you truly have a gripe with is the person who actually is doing the cheating for whatever the various reasons that they're doing it. Sometimes it's intentional and because it's the lacking of something, and then there's some people who, again, are just compulsive cheaters who just can't seem to just, like, I think a lot of the putting the blame on the third party, I think a lot of it has to do with the presumption that they were an active participant and that they were the one who was initiating the relationship on the side. It's easier just to put the blame on that other person rather than not just the blame on the cheater, but also any blame towards the self. Because we don't want to imagine we had any sort of involvement as to that person doing what they did.
Or even that maybe we got duped and didn't see it coming. I think sometimes that has something to do with it, too. I agree with you. I think sometimes you put the blame on, you just want to put the blame on someone else. You don't want to be involved in the reason why there is blame. I just have to initially say, I really don't think anybody can be forced into cheating.
Well, obviously, in a movie, that they'll depict that because it's easier, and obviously, it's much easier to go.
But it's a written script then, of course, he got forced. He didn't really want to have sex with that woman, but he did it anyway,
Right.
Yep, she put a gun up against his penis and said, "Come on and fuck me already."
Yeah.
Right,
yeah.
That would be me.
Or she's like, I'm gonna charge you all this money if you don't. Yeah. So.
Yes. If that were a cartoon, perhaps that would be accurate. But alas, that's usually not the case.
No.
And if it is the case, I almost want to see an example of that, because that is absolutely loony.
Actually, I would love to hear someone argue that that was the case. They were completely forced into it. And they had no... They were completely coerced, and they didn't know what they were doing, and they had to do it. I would love to see that. Because I got to meet the woman that can do that, because I need to learn some of her tricks.
Right? Exactly.
I've never been able to force anybody into bed with me, so...
I don't think you've ever needed to. I think they all went willingly.
Well, I've had one or two who didn't want to do it, so, I'm not perfect. There's been one or two that have been given myself to the church, and I can't do this.
Wow.
I've had that happen.
That's crazy.
You laugh. I'm not making that up. I really have had that happen. They're like, I've given myself to the church. I've decided next year I'm going to seminary school, and they really did.
I only had one man who was celibate, and I was really pissed because he was celibate the whole time we knew each other, so he would do everything but, right? And he wouldn't, have sex.
Because I got completely pissed. I was pissed.
Why
the fuck are you here?
Yes. I started to wonder what was wrong with him. And then the girl he dated right after me, who ended up being another porn star, dude, he had sex with her. So a year later, he tries to come back to me and be like,
hell no.
I was a Oh, that's what I said. I was like, oh, no. Oh, no. I chased her.
Oh, hell
her.
No. Now you've insulted me.
Yes,
okay, Eddie, have you ever been forced? I just got to find out, at least from one guy. Have you ever been forced?
Have I ever been forced? forced in what sense?
Forced
in
to have
cheating?
Sex with some woman that you didn't really want to have sex with.
Luckily, no. I've never been put in that position. I've had like a buddy who wanted me to like take one for the team for this one chick that.
Well, yeah, there's always the ugly girl. That's completely different.
Right. Well, it wasn't even that.
That's not force. That's a decision. Taking one for the team is a decision. It's not force.
Right.
That's funny.
Well,
that's true.
Yeah. Well, the proper situation was that she wanted to do my friend, and he was just like, I don't want any part of this. Can you just do like throw it in her so that she take the heat off of me?
okay.
Well, it was that,
I
it was
am
that
now
established that
I'm not hanging out with you or your friends.
I'm teasing. I was just like, I don't know what you expect me to do. I don't know why you think I would have any sort of help in this.
He's like, she's a grenade, you know? we've all watched Jersey Shore. That was a grenade.
That's awesome.
Eddie, thank you so much for calling in. Oh, my gosh. Thank you so much for, oh, my gosh. I've never actually heard a real grenade story, but they do exist. Okay, but thank you for calling in. And we're definitely going to have to talk to you again. We're going to make sure
yes.
that when you come up on the line to say hi to you, okay?
All right, will do.
Okay, I'll talk to you soon. Okay, so that was classic throwing one on the grenade. I've only heard that on Jersey Shore.
That's
kind of
awesome.
Funny, and I hope I was never the grenade. That's why I'm working. I'm wondering one day. Guys, I had so much fun chatting with you. Do you ever think about that? Well, like, do you think that maybe just once you were maybe the grenade?
Right. I don't think so, ever.
I mean, I've never been the grenade, I don't think, but I have taken one for the team.
Right. That's true.
As a girl, and when we go out as like a pack, you have to take one for the team because there's always that one guy that just, you know, leaves all his friends with you. Well, with your other friends.
Right, exactly.
And none of them wants to be around, you know. And they're always trying to make sure that you get it that night. That's a single problem, not so much of a mistress problem, to be honest. Usually we don't have that problem. Tonight was fun. I just gotta say to everybody, tonight was really fun. It was really fun.
Absolutely. Great calls, great opinions. Even though you can tell I didn't agree with the first guy. I'm like, no. No. Women don't just leave it on their men. Hell no. Otherwise we would not have Jerry Springer.
Well, you know, on that note, I'm gonna leave you all with a Jerry Springer thought here. And this is my Jerry Springer thought, my quote-unquote Jerry Springer thought. If there wasn't a crack in the foundation, you wouldn't have a mistress sitting on the side. So that's all I got to say. On that note, not trying to be mean, but check the crack in the foundation there. On that note, guys, Alana, we love you, and where else can we find
you? I love you.
How can we get more of you?
Follow me on Twitter at Alana Evans XXX, and very soon, Pwnfy Girls will be back up and running.
Yes, and you know, okay, yes, it'll be up very, very soon. And you can also find us on Twitter. You can find us at the Download Live on Twitter, at Download Live. And you can also find me on Facebook, which is Sierra Divide, D-E-V-I. And, don't forget, find us, ask questions, anything you need to know, downloadlive.com, and listen to everybody else, all of our other friends on downhouseradio.com. So we're looking forward to hearing more from you all. And next week, We are definitely talking about sometimes being second is better. So we're going to leave that thought for a second. So, on that note, guys, we will talk to you later, and I'm going to leave you out with a little bit of Ebon Lurks All Over Again because I like that a lot.
Shawty ain't worth it, hurting you on purpose. Cause real love, you deserve it. You can't get it for someone else. All them lies that he feeds you, don't let them confuse you. Acting like he don't need you. The truth is you should move on. Why even waste your time? Life's way too short. Have you ever loved someone that didn't love you back? And even if you know they don't feel the same way, you keep on trying. Every person deserves someone like you. Ever find a way? Ain't worth it. The first step is the hardest. Shouldn't stop you regardless. But as soon as you part ways, the sun seems to follow closer. Every end has a new start. So pretty girl, you gon' be fine. Move forward, don't rewind. No need for second chances. Why even waste your time? Cause life's way too short. Have you ever loved someone that didn't love you back? And even if you know they don't feel the same way, you keep on trying. Every person deserves someone like you. Ever find a way? Too busy counting all your flaws, not seeing the beauty that I see. That's what the world needs more than anything.